Guys, this is Nancy Perez, your co-host. This is Life Cope LLC. We're a self-help podcast out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. You can find us online by going to our website, lifecopeapp.com, or you can find us on social media, Facebook and Instagram as Life Cope LLC. As always, guys, I am not a licensed therapist or psychologist. I am simply someone that gets on here and gives you their opinion on a variety of subjects and gives you accounts of my personal life as well. I hope that some of it can help you. So today's episode, I want to talk about aligning your goals with SMART goals. I know I have another episode that deals with SMART goals, setting SMART goals. But everybody is so infatuated with the idea of like New Year's resolutions and, you know, all of these things that are temporary because it shouldn't have to be, December 31st, January 1st for you to want to, you know, do something, right? And the thing is that we see this like far too often, right? Like everybody at the beginning of the year, you know, they want to get with it. They want to be fit. They want to, you know, achieve X, Y, and Z. But why don't we think about this stuff beforehand? Like, why is it always that we wait until Monday, right? Like when we're trying to do anything, oh, I'll do it Monday. Or, you know, when it comes to things that we have always wanted to achieve in life, like why does it have to be a brand new year? Like it makes no sense to me whatsoever that we keep doing this to ourselves year after year after year after year. I don't know. I don't know how you personally feel about it or how it's been in your life, but I mean, the last couple of years, I didn't set like New Year's resolutions for the first time because I felt like they were counteractive because I still didn't do nothing and all I did was guilt myself. Like, because I would say, oh, okay, so this new year, I'm going to do this, this and that, right? And then I wouldn't do it. And then I'd feel super shitty about it and feel like the worst person ever. And then I would like make myself feel bad, right? Like that's so counterproductive. Like that hurts you more than helps you. So what I want to talk about today is aligning your goals. Like start thinking about right now, start writing it down. Like what is it that you want, you know, not out of the year. What is it that you want? What is it that your goal, you know, what do you have in mind for yourself? Where do you see yourself going? Where would you like to see yourself going, right? And then once you have that list ready, once you actually know what it is that you want out of life, not out of a temporary time like New Year's or not just because there's a new year coming, but because these are things that you're trying to achieve to better your life as a whole, right? So once you have this list of your goals and dreams and, you know, even if you think it's super unattainable, like write it down because it serves you no purpose to just think of something. Like thinking is great, but thinking is no action. The fact that you'll take pen to paper and actually write it down, maybe this time you'll actually do something with it, right? So my advice to you as to how to actually do something with your list is by setting SMART goals. And now SMART goals are specific, meaningful, action-oriented, realistic, timely goals. So I learned this when I was a store manager for a retail store, for a clothing retail store. And we did a lot of, you know, a lot of growth development and things like that. And that's where I learned this. I have, if you guys want to check that specific episode and what I'm talking about on that one is episode 70 that you can go check out if you want. But yeah, man, like goals are great, right? Having goals, amazing. But what are you going to do with them? How are you going to achieve them, right? That's the impossible. That's what seems like the impossible. And that's why a lot of people don't stick to their goals. They don't align their life to, you know, better serve and better purpose of achieving your goal, right? So by setting specific, meaningful, action-oriented, realistic, timely goals, aka SMART goals, by doing that, what you need to do is pick things that you actually can achieve in a timely manner. Right? So in episode 70, I'm talking more about like weight loss and this and that. And I'm talking more about different goals that I set for myself. But now that I have achieved a lot of those things, you know, you have to realize that there's certain things that can be achieved in short periods of time. There's other things that take a long time, right? Just like, it's unrealistic to say I want to lose 100 pounds and think that in a month that's going to happen. That's not a smart goal. That's unrealistic. But if you say, you know, in 1 month, I want to get involved in the community and I want to volunteer with a nonprofit, or I want to see what kind of resources my, you know, my local library has, or there's so many tools out there. That's the thing that I think that no one ever taught us, is that the resources are there. I mean, we have the internet, guys. Like, literally, like, we can search and look up things, and whatever your goal is, whether it's body specific, like weight, you can look up recipes, you can look motivational things, like you can look up fun workout videos, you could just dance to music, you could not work out and just do your meal planning. Like, what is a realistic thing that you know you could stick to? That's the key. I think oftentimes with goals, it's so unrealistic what we set for ourselves, you know? Everything happens in incremental and small incremental, you know, measurements. And by setting smart goals, you are going to be ahead of the curve, because it's like when you can work on the things that you can check off the list, you're knocking off the list, versus you could start with the hardest thing on your list and the list is never going to get checked off, because that one thing that's very hard to achieve is going to take up all of your energy. Right? But if you start focusing on those smart goals, those very action oriented, like timely, like you specifically set something out, and it doesn't have to be these big major things. That's what I think, that's what discourages a lot of people when it comes to sticking to any sort of regimen, whether it's trying to achieve a personal goal or trying to achieve like a something at work or a collective thing, like with an organization. Irregardless, it makes no sense to me that, you know, we're always told to dream big, dream big, dream big. But how do you achieve the dream, right? Like, if you don't have the resources, if you don't have, like, you can get discouraged so easily. But guys, don't. I want to encourage you this time around, 2019, the end of 2018 right now, like, redefine what it is that you want. Align. Don't create this idea that you got to hustle. You got to be in a rush. No, be smart. Like, be intelligent about your decisions. Every move has to be calculated. And if you apply smart goals and combine it with, you know, a lot of perseverance and a lot of willingness to want to achieve what you want, you can do it. You really can. I don't know why we don't believe in ourselves more. It took me a really fucking long time. I struggle with believing myself for a while. And now it's like, I wish. Like, I'm just like so confident in what my purpose is in life that I just don't get deterred anymore by any sort of negative feelings that I have sometimes when I want to doubt myself. Because it happens. You want to doubt yourself. It's human nature. Gosh, like, we're all human. But you can't let it win. And if you align, if you apply smart goals, whatever your goal is, it doesn't matter, big or small, you can achieve it, right? But you have to be smart about it. You can't just, you know, just be thinking, like, oh, it would be awesome if this happened. Yeah, it would be awesome. What are you going to do about it? How are you going to achieve it? And that's the question that most people don't ask themselves. Everybody has goals. Everybody has dreams. But a lot of people don't even know where to begin. So begin by writing down your list of goals. And then from that list, pick realistic things that you know you can achieve within a certain time period. And you will see how your life will just start changing, how things that before that bother you, that got to you, won't get to you anymore, because you will understand everything is part of a process. Everything is part of a bigger plan. And I'm not a religious person. I grew up Catholic, but I believe that the universe guides you. And everything is energy, guys. Everything you do, positive or negative, you are creating energy in life. And if you put your best energy towards your goals, you align them, and you set actual smart, realistic goals for yourself that can be achievable in a timely manner, damn, are you gonna win in life? And that's what I want for everybody. I just want everybody to win. Like, there's a piece of cake for all of us. Like, there's a slice for every single person out there. You just gotta do the work. And that's what most people aren't willing to do. So, are you gonna do the work? Because I am. I hope you will. Guys, that's all I have for you today. I hope that this last month of 2018, you really start thinking about the bigger picture. And you start thinking about what life has brought you this far, where you want to take life, what you want to achieve. And I hope you go out there and you fucking make it happen. Because anything is possible. Guys, take care. I'll catch you next week. As always, you can keep up with us on social media, LifeCopeLLC, or with me, my website, nancyiperez.com, or nancypants1989 on Instagram. Be happy, be well. I'll catch you next week. See ya.